Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Stephanie Alexander. Alexander Family Farm is located in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. Blake and Stephanie and their five children are strong proponents of sustainable organic farm practices, nutritional education, and environmental stewardship. Let's talk about the kids and their egg business, Stephanie. That has really taken off. How did it start out initially?
Well, initially, we had just built a little coop out of an old well house and put a fence around it, and the chickens were there, and Blake was always excited to buy these novelty chickens. Then in 2005, we took a family trip to Washington, D.C. Our oldest were in junior high, and it was time to do that spring break at our nation's capital. And we also went to tour some organic farms, and we befriended a Mennonite family, and they had some boys that were doing pastured poultry and raising organic eggs from pastured poultry. So when we came home from that trip, we had an old hay wagon, and the kids and Blake designed a chicken coop from that hay wagon, and we put it out there and basically started that way.
So when you first started raising chickens, how many chickens did you have?
I think we started with a couple hundred.
Okay.
So we started probably more than your average family would start.
Okay.
We had always kind of had 25 or 50 going, putting eggs out and giving them to the employees. And then by the time we got the chicken coop really going, we were selling it on the farm. And then we were going every week to farmers markets. The kids and I would go and try and peddle our eggs. And then eventually we got them into Humboldt County stores. And Blake was coming down here because at this point we now are involved in the dairy in Ferndale and had responsibilities down there. So Blake would come every week or two and load stores and convince them to carry our eggs.
I mean, I love the marketing idea too, because it's Alexander Kids, and you're just like, oh, the kids are raising the chickens, and you know, they're raising the eggs, and you know, you just felt really good about it. I think there was a natural fit.
And it truly was about raising kids.
Uh-huh.
We're big enough of a farm to where the kids went outside and they really didn't have one job to do. We could tell them who they could help or what to do, but when they were raising the chickens, the chickens lived or died, or the eggs got collected based on the kids doing their job. So it really came down to we were raising kids when we started this. And it was just a neat thing when it was happening, too. We saw it.
And were they involved in kind of the expansion of that project into what it is now?
They have been,
yes.
When it started its first expansion mode, there was somebody from Whole Foods who came to the area. Their son or daughter was graduating from Humboldt State. So they got a hold of us because they were at the Humboldt State graduation, and they asked if they could get our eggs. And we were kind of like, no, you know, and the kids were young, and it certainly wasn't in our mind to do that. And then a year later, they called again, and we still kind of were in a no state. But then about 6 months later, they called again, and we said, okay, we'll do it. And now the kids were old enough. And I think Christian, who's the main chicken guy, was like, I don't want that much more work, because all he could see was more work on him. And Joseph was raising the babies, and Christian was with the bigger chickens. And like kind of explained to Christian that, well, this is kind of where you get into management, and you might need an employee to help you since you guys are at school and now you're playing football. And
well, I think, how old are they at this point?
They were probably in junior high, early high school when this all was going on, where we were starting the expansion. So then by the time they were in college was when we got the next call. But I'll back up first. So we were in Whole Foods, and we were hooked up with a distributor. And that distributor, as we grew, got us into other stores in the Bay Area. And then when they were in college, we got the email from Costco. And Costco called and said, hey, we want your eggs. And we were just shocked. You know, we felt so loyal to Whole Foods and still do appreciate that they helped us grow and found us. And and it's really a big thing. But then we did say yes to Costco. We met with them. And what we learned about Costco was that Costco had discovered they had a consumer, the organic consumer. And so this was new to them. And they wanted our eggs there. So we are in a few Costcos now, too.
I've seen them here in Eureka, for sure.
Yes, yes. They allow us to pick and choose a little bit in the sense that we're on the 101 corridor. Uh-huh. We're not big enough to be in many Costcos, but it's fun to see them in there.
How many chickens do you have now? And are they all up in Crescent City?
They are. They are all on our ranches in Crescent City. And we have about 35,000 chickens. They're all in portable chicken coops. And so we've kind of have three or four generations of designs of chicken coops, and we're really happy with our latest design. The chicken coops hold about 3,000 birds apiece, and they're on skids on lean-tos. So in the summertime, they're wider apart, and in the wintertime, we can keep them a little closer together. We move the chicken coops twice a week on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the chickens always have new green grass every few days. Just like with our cows, also with our chickens, we don't want to overgraze because they can eat it down to mud really fast, especially in weather like we've been having. Mm-hmm. We have big tractors that help move them. The chickens are surrounded by poultry netting that protects them from predators. And also the poultry netting helps that if they wanted to, they can kind of go to your house. And this keeps them a little bit more surrounded, and therefore they're not picked off by the predators we found.
Okay. I was thinking that might be an issue up there. Now, you have other animals that you have to contend with. You have elk up there, too.
We do. Because of our grass management, the elk have found our ranch, and they tend to move around. It's kind of funny. We were coming home one day and Vanessa goes, I was just going to put the dry cows in that pasture because the elk are always right ahead of our cows. They find the best grass first because they're definitely free. So right now we have over 200 elk on our property.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they're just squatters, I guess.
They're squatters. They're gorgeous. They're majestic. But, oh, can they eat and they destroy fences.
Oh, yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit about the dairy products that you have.
Organic milk. Mm-hmm. And our organic milk goes to Humboldt Creamery and also Rumiano Cheese.
Okay.
And we just think we live in such a great place that our cool season grasses allow us to be grass-based dairy farmers. And the fact that our average daily temperature differs from 11 degrees from summer to winter makes it just the ideal place to raise cows and kids.
And then you also do pastured pork. Is that being done down in Ferndale?
No, it actually, we do it in Crescent City, and it's definitely not a big deal or anything. Right now, it's getting processed in Yreka at Belcampo. When Redwood Meat stopped taking pork, then it kind of changed the way we did business on our pork. So it's definitely scaled down a little bit.
Okay.
But we do still have it because we can't give up our bacon.
That's right. You've got to have bacon on breakfast on Sunday morning. So that sounds perfect.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about your nutrition classes. You've gone out and done some educating for young people.
We do. When we went organic and we'd go to these conferences learning how to be organic farmers, it was really cool that the keynote speakers were doctors who were making a difference in people's lives with the food from a farm rather than the pharmacy. And it just got us, our whole family, passionate about nutrition, about nutrient-dense foods, about eating food the old-fashioned way, animal fats off pasture, and good old-fashioned sacred foods that nourish the body, that create healthy people, and they've had for generation and generations for thousands of years, and we've gotten away from it with the modern processed fractionated foods that are available, so readily available, and so almost encouraged by the way programs are set up.
Mm-hmm. I know. I think about produce and I think about, like, when's the last time you saw an ad for a carrot? You know, you're just not, you don't have a lobby for carrots, really.
Yes.
I mean, other than larger produce lobbies, but still, you just don't have that force of, you know, somebody whose job it is to make you want to buy carrots.
Correct.
So I think the same thing is true with a lot of Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. It's just really difficult because you're up against, you know, Mega Millions marketing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I get asked to go to the high school and talk to the nutrition class. And then I offer classes in the community for people who want to hear about nutrient-dense foods and old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned ways of eating.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, this is Jennifer Bell, and it's been a pleasure talking with Stephanie Alexander from Alexander Family Farm. Thank you so much for coming up to the station.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought.